I'm sure that there are many different names in our congregation, and each of yours have a meaning of some type or another, right? When you came in today, you were greeted at the back table, and you were asked to put on a name tag, right? I have Pastor Alex on mine, and my guess is that each of you have a name, and it means something. Perhaps your name might mean father, or someone who is kind to a child, or your name might be a title. Sometimes we go by titles at works, or as Sue said, we have different nicknames sometimes that talk about a side of us, right? Or relate back to a funny story or something that happened to us when we were little, right? Names have meanings, as Sue said, and I was getting ready for Christmas Eve tonight, and I knew that my middle name had significance because it was the same as my father's. And so I called my dad and I said, "Why did you pick that as my middle name, Keith? Is it just because it's yours?" And I actually found out something I didn't know. I found out when my dad was young, he would hang out with these other cousins that were in the area. He had two other cousins his same age, and they got together every Sunday and they hung out, and they just spent all their time together. But unfortunately, there was a car accident, and one of the cousins died at the age of 16. And he decided that as a way to remember him, he was going to name his first child after that cousin. Now, my name is not Keith. My mother had a say in that as well. There's some compromise in marriage, and I ended up with Alex Keith. But these names have meanings, right? And my name was a way of remembering someone who was extremely important to my father. And like Sue mentioned, though, the names of Jesus also are important. They point to a significant teaching about Jesus. They point to a theological point. They show us the ways that Jesus' ministry and life impact our own lives. And one of the names that Sue mentioned was Emmanuel, right? As we sit here Christmas Eve, we remember that it is in a manger that God comes to be with us. That one's kind of simple. We know that one, right? But what I want us to see is these names are not just meaningful, but they're meaningful for our lives still today. That they can be important for us still. One of the things, the names of Christ that sticks out to me is one called Comforter. You ever heard Jesus called the Comforter or the Healer? And I think it's nice because it reminds us that when we get to the hard times in our lives, Jesus is walking alongside of us. Whether we're going through medical issues, or perhaps we've lost a job, or maybe we're in the midst of a tough divorce, or work is just really tough, the name Comforter reminds us that Jesus is someone who is there in the vulnerable moments of our lives with us. But I think Jesus works in different ways, right? Jesus shows up as Comforter, sometimes not as the person who lived 2,000 years ago, but by the friends, the community, the people who come alongside of us and are the visible reminder of Jesus' presence in our lives. I had a chance to see this. It was about a year and a half ago. My family, we were in Millersport, Ohio, and my father had found out that he was going to need to undergo triple bypass surgery. And of course, that's a little scary. It's something you don't want to hear about. And with it being an important surgery, I remember that there was not a lot of time in between the diagnosis and when the operation was scheduled. And so there's nerves, there's fear. But I remember one of the neat moments was sitting in the waiting room when he was in the operation. See, we had gotten the word out, and there were people from his current church, his past church, there was family, there were friends, there were people from all over, and this waiting room was packed, just packed, with people who showed up in the difficult times of our family's life and reminded us that sometimes Jesus works in different ways, through other people, those around us. It was in that moment that we saw that the name Comforter has important meaning for our lives today. But I think there are other different names that perhaps maybe we don't see through others, but we hear in Jesus' words, right? Even though what we see in Scripture was recorded hundreds and hundreds of years ago, what I think is Jesus' teachings are still important today. And so the name that comes to mind is teacher, or rabbi, or wisdom, or the Greek word logos. You don't have to remember that one. But as we dig into Scripture, I see that there are so many things that we today, that our world could learn still from Jesus. See, as teacher, Jesus tells his disciples to follow the golden rule, to elevate the good of others above our own. As a rabbi, Jesus instructs his followers not to judge others, but to instead spend their efforts improving themselves. And as counselor, Jesus instills forgiveness rather than revenge, so that relationships and communities can be rebuilt and people can be brought together. The name teacher still means something for us today. It points to the fact that Jesus' words, his teachings, still matter for us, even hundreds of years later. One of the final names that I think reminds me of the significance of Jesus is Messiah. You know, oftentimes I'm caught up in how unhappy I am with the world. Maybe you felt that before, right? You can't watch the news anymore. You stay off of Facebook so you don't hear what's going on. And you get sick and tired of hearing the bad things happening in our world. And you just hope and you wish and you pray that it could be different. But I remember Jesus is a Messiah, someone who has come to change this world. We call him Prince of Peace, or another old name, Herald of Jubilee. It reminds us that Jesus is someone who can change the status quo. Do you guys remember the story of Zacchaeus? It goes that when Zacchaeus met Jesus, he was a man filled with greed, who was out for himself, who was self-centered and didn't care about others. But when he encountered Jesus, his life changed dramatically. His life became a hallmark of generosity instead. And as I see these stories about Jesus and hear the names of how Jesus is Messiah, I think maybe Jesus still can change this world for the better. That maybe the teachings, the people of Jesus, maybe the world can change just a bit. And I share these names with you to go after that one point. That while there are hundreds of names of Jesus, while there are those throughout the Bible, what they all point to is that Jesus' life, ministry, and teachings all still matter for us today. And I want to close with one final name that I think is quite important at Christmas Eve. It reminds us, I think, that Jesus offers us hope. The one you might have saw in the video was light of the world. That when we seem in our lives or in our world that there is darkness, we're reminded that Jesus is this center of hope, this light that is shining in the darkness. And at Christmas, we remember that we receive that hope. So friends, when you hear the different names of Jesus, don't forget. It means to point each time to the significance of Jesus' ministry in your own life. Will you pray with me? God, sometimes we struggle to talk to you, to know what to call you, or how even to interact, but you've given us so many names. And each and every one shows us how you are at work in our life and in our world. And so this Christmas, will you open our eyes so that we can see the significance of your birth and be reminded that we've received hope in your Son, the light of the world. Amen.